Hey friends, John and Amy here. We just had something bubble up this morning. It's early morning, and it seems like we get a lot of things that bubble up, so we just wanted to share them while they're fresh. And this one has to do with striking gold internally within yourself, and we're going to unpack this a little bit. But we were just thinking about how there's so many people that when you look at gold, you have to dig down a little ways to hit that vein, right? It's a or jewels in a diamond mine or something. There's a little bit of digging to do. And we're not talking about hard work here. We're talking about unveiling. It's more of an unveiling with God than it is a sweating and digging something out. He's the one that pulls it out when we sit before him. And so you have some people, some well-meaning friends and people that we know, acquaintances. We see this trend happening a lot where they aren't quite getting what they thought out of, making a living out of what they really love and what they're good at, because they didn't dig down far enough. And so down to that gold vein where it becomes effortless, and then that you start seeing some results with prosperity and things. And so they don't allow the creativity to take them deep enough to stay in their lane, so to speak. And so you see them reach out to MLM things, and there's nothing wrong with trying something new, but you'll never be able to ultimately escape what your passion is. And so you see them reaching out, doing these healthcare products and stuff, which is fine if it's a great product. But the problem with that is that we start harassing family members, we start bugging friends and all that. And people are on the outside are looking and going,
Why are you doing
"Why
this?
are you doing this? You are really good at singing, or you're really good at the entrepreneurial
Painting
thing, or painting,
or banking.
banking, whatever it is," right? So people on the outside can look and say, "Oh my goodness, what's happening here?"
Where's
And
the
then you
walk?
wonder why people reject your product, your pitch, because there's not a frequency match. See, there's not a energetic match that says, "I want to buy from you," because people are wondering, this is a little out of the norm for you. Where your gold is back over there, creating instruments or whatever it may be.
And you think of the term, you're not wired for this. And you think of a wire, like back in the day with, when the phones were first invented, there was a direct connection. It was a wiring, or a telegram or anything. And there was a wiring, there's a frequency, a connection made, where you're wired for something. And so it's like we got to pay attention when we're not really wired for something and it's not working, as far as stepping out of your vein of influence. And pay attention to that, why that's falling flat. Now, if you're in your vein, and like John said, you just haven't gone deep enough, and a lot of times the irony is, digging deep enough is actually through meditation. And the irony is we have been holding down our wealth like a cork underwater through mindsets, programs of, say you're a writer, and we've felt this ourselves at times, putting limitations on God when he's told us, well, your gold is in your writing and your speaking. And because it's something that's so easy for you and so natural, you just think it's common. And so, well, anybody can do it. It's just common. So then you're looking for what's really amazing. And so then you step out of your
Or
vein
exciting.
and you try to do something that's not in your vein, like trying the MLM, whatever thing. But anyway, why do we do that? Why do we step outside of our vein? We've put these blocks and limiting beliefs saying, well, it's going to take a long time for my book to sell, to make millions or to make thousands, or, it's going to take a long time. We're looking at earthly terms, and this is where God so challenged us, especially me personally. He's like, how do you know that I can't take your book, or how do you know that I can't take one of your messages and just have them go viral? And but when we put these limitations of practicality, well, it's gonna take so many books to make this amount of money, and I need the money now, and all this logical thinking, and
That's the
we
ego.
instantly block the surprises and the amazing things that God can do. It's kind of like, look at Paul Young. He would have never known that his book was going to sell millions and it was going to become a movie. And like he always says, the first 15 copies did all I ever desired and wanted him to do for my friends and family.
But why is that? Because he knew who he was and he had a deep level of contentment. He had all he wanted in Christ.
Right.
So he was totally content. So he could explore the creativity that he was made for.
Mm-hmm.
And allow that to percolate up and then detach from the outcome. When you know who you are, you detach from outcomes. You just keep creating.
Right. He didn't put a cap. He really didn't put a cap there. And so he was open in his relationship with the Lord. And this is the thing. If you're feeling like finances aren't coming in and you're trying to use your gift, oh, how can I make money? How can I do this? And
that's the problem.
It's if you're doing it from a place of efforting first and you're using your reason and logic with your gift, it will fall flat because these are spiritual. It's first in the spirit and then into the natural, right? That's how manifestation works. And so, you know, the Lord's always challenged me, if you're feeling this kind of a bit of a striving and efforting, step back into meditation and come into rest. And it rightly aligns things where you're no longer the cart in front of the horse. It's like the horse is put back in front of the cart. And then all of a sudden the inspiration comes and you feel this release to engage your gift again. Yeah. And new ideas start flowing for wealth and creative things that haven't been manifested yet. That's why you're so important. These things are made for you to bring into the earth and manifest, not to duplicate somebody else's business or idea.
So, such a huge deal. This is such a big topic. You know, and you begin to look at, I can just tell you what's working for us is that when we make the excuse not to soak and not to meditate and let things percolate up, remember the rain clouds we've talked about, let them pass by. Those things, those dark, shadowy clouds.
Yeah, thoughts.
The thoughts that don't serve us well. Limiting beliefs. We let them percolate up as we're shown by God to let them pass by so that the revelation behind there, the light,
the cork
comes up. Yeah, it starts coming up and then we go, oh, that's another idea. That's another idea. And not for money's sake. See, if we're going into meditation, prayer, and soaking for money's sake, see, that's the block. To unblock that, we go in just to be with God. And then he begins to show us something that we may have never thought of that may not be monetary thing, but it could lead us towards the next monetary thing. And so he doesn't want us to focus on the money. He doesn't want us to focus on how can this make me money quick, you know? Imagine this, and this just came up in me. This is what's awesome about doing these things and you're listening to God. As I just saw a flash of Carrie Underwood. Now imagine if Carrie Underwood, when she first went to American Idol and she's on there at 16 years old, imagine if she went there and said, oh, I wonder how I can make money doing this right off. If you go back and look at her story, she wasn't even going to go. She didn't want to go. And she was kind of, you know, she had to be pulled there to go in and release her gift, right? But imagine if she's saying, how can I make money right now with this? I'm not going to make any money going there, so forget it. It was one of those things where I'm quite sure she knew she had this gift then because people told her that. But she stayed in her lane and then she went and released something in the moment. And then Simon Cowell says, you're going to sell more than anybody we have ever had. And guess what? She has. But imagine if Carrie Underwood were to sit there and say, oh, you know, it's just not quite what I'm seeing as far as financial things. So I'm going to go do MLM. I'm going to go sell some healthcare products and forget about the singing thing.
Right. Because I can see how much money my friend doing it is making.
Can you imagine somebody like Carrie Underwood? It's like, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your lane because you're blessing millions of people with your tremendous gift.
That's where your influence is. I mean, God makes everything perfect, right? So the way you're designed and the gifts you have been given, they have all the wealth and abundance within them. Again, it goes back to tapping into your relationship with the Lord and going into meditation because My gosh, if we're racking our brain at a low living matter versus matter and worldly, just thinking of how we can utilize our gifting, working up the ladder, we are gonna miss it. It's that is that again, that's an old system, old way of doing things. It's fading. It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's that sweat, toil, labor, and annoyances, right?
Yeah, and something else that's coming up, these examples about this is that look at these movie stars, actors and actresses that go to Hollywood, okay? And they all seem to kind of gravitate towards being a waiter or a waitress because there's tip money, tips involved.
Yeah,
But
tips and contacts.
you never hear a lot of them saying, I was really struggling between wanting to stay as a waiter or stay as a waitress or going to acting. No, it was like, this is a means to do, to step into what I really want to do and what I'm good at. Let's take this further. How about going and being surrounding yourself in the very industry, in the very
Yeah.
proximity of what you're very good at in the gold that you've been given,
Right.
and then let that draw you in. Now, if you can't, if they couldn't get a job in the acting world,
Then volunteer.
then volunteer, or what's even higher is go in and meditate.
Yes.
Meditate and let it percolate up on an idea to be around that industry that you never thought of before. But people are trying to change matter with matter.
Right.
And this is what we do. We go into MLM situations or businesses trying to make money to get into our call. And
Yeah.
that doesn't work either because you're expending all of your energy trying to get into your call.
Right. And then you have split energy because your soul's divided. And this is why if you can really if you need to get a job, let it be something like John's saying within that gift cluster department area, unless
Yes.
the Lord is telling you, because maybe you got a blind spot and he's got to bring you into something
Right.
else that's working something out of you you didn't see. This is why, oh my goodness, it's so important to do life with God and be led by the Spirit and not by logic
Yeah.
and not by what you see. And just that way you can follow these leads and prompts because he wants to get you into your fullness and expansion more than you do. But again, we've got blind spots,
Oh man.
and we don't realize that maybe where we're at right now, he is purging something out that's necessary to leave in order for us to flourish.
Yeah, and how many times do we see or we hear or we've done it ourselves where you have somebody that says, well, I'm really passionate about this, but there's no money in it. And it's like, you don't know that
Yeah.
until you have dug down to the vein of gold that you really are, to the point to where you actually are surrounded by that gold and you see it. Like maybe you're not able to touch it as far as monetarily, but you are so in the zone that you're like, okay, any second now, this could spill out on me. It could be chasing me down. And
Right.
so like I've given the story before, but it's so true, is that when I was a flight attendant years ago, I had this other flight attendant that had this sour attitude that I was flying with for 3 days. And I finally asked her, I said, what's bothering you? And she goes, oh, nothing. And I just said, I pressed her a little bit and she goes, well, I'm not happy. And so we got into this conversation. Long story short, she said she was just born to be a ski instructor, snow ski instructor. She goes, but there's no money in that. So
Right, it's like
I'm,
who told her that, you know?
yeah, so what lie was she believing that kept her from what she really wanted to do? And it's
Right.
her poisonous attitude was spilling out all over the plane to
Yeah,
everybody else
because
there
she
for
was
days.
holding herself back by a wrong, a skewed belief,
Yeah,
not
so
listening
here,
to her heart.
yeah, here she is in a completely opposite spectrum here as a flight attendant. Yeah, you could say, well, she could get free flights to ski resorts, but she wasn't doing that.
No.
She's spending most of her time in the air, and then, oh, occasionally here or there I go and ski. Well, you know, you might be sitting there thinking, well, that's great, you guys. I would love to be able to do that, but I need money to be able to do that. Do you get what we're saying? Is if we spend the time and allow the saturation to take place in receive mode while we're before the Lord, then these ideas that come from seemingly infinite space,
yeah,
come from our inner man, and they percolate up and you're like, whoa, okay, I never thought of that. Like, we were just given an idea that I don't think of anybody's doing right now. We won't give it away right now, but you'll see it soon come out. Is it has to do with some of the stuff that we've been doing, but it's a business idea that goes in line with what we're birthing now with a site that will reveal. Mm-hmm.
So and it's well-being, like, of humanity, for well-being.
It's well-being of humanity. It's a different
model
of doing things. And we're like, whoa, okay, we could have never thought of that on our own. But where did we get it from?
Yep.
We got it from sitting in receive mode and listening.
Yeah, and meditation.
Then it just percolated up. And you're like, oh.
Because it's all there. It's all there. It's all there. Just like the oak tree is hidden within the acorn. It's all there. We just have to plant ourselves into the spirit realm long enough for things to start budding and appearing and coming forth. And you know, again, if there's something on your heart and you're feeling prompted to move in that direction, there's an audience waiting for you. You know, you wouldn't have that pull unless the path has already been laid in front of you and it's just needing you to step in by faith and activate what's in you. And everything else will surround you for that to start drawing you in and prosper you.
Yeah. And I, you know, I was thinking about another situation to where how many times you have like worship leaders or people have real gifted voice for singing and it's anointed, right? And they're like, well, I'm not making any money in the church. You know, I'm not getting very many tithes or offerings or very many invitations because of COVID or whatever. So then they go, well, I guess I got to go look outside of this and go make a living somehow, right? And hey, it is what it is, right? However, what if somebody were to sit there and soak long enough, you know, day after day, they just sit there and go, okay, I'm going to take an hour or two and I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to sit and listen. Yeah. What if that, out of that came an idea to write a song that wasn't for the church, but was for humanity, that was very much from heaven,
mm-hmm,
or to the prompting to go play at a restaurant, play at a high-end place somewhere.
Serving your gift.
And you're singing songs that you were given that were for the entirety of humanity, love songs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you were singing those, and then it was like, whoa, I'm bringing transformation to the world here, and I would have never thought to go into this lane. But we're so afraid. See, Christians, for the most part, are so afraid to go outside of
the four walls.
They're like, no, that's going to taint my gift. No, that's going to taint my anointing. And all that is a cap from that denomination saying,
I need your anointing within the four walls, right, to use for my thing.
Exactly. Instead of sharing it with humanity, sharing it with the world to say, hey, God is real. And you don't have to get all religious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just how about downloading songs that really go to the core of man and speak to the war situation right now, that actually brings hope to the Ukrainians, hope to the Russians, hope to the people of the world. Right. What if you were to sit long enough to get a download of a song and that one song goes viral on iTunes? There's your money that far out exceeds MLM, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we think, oh yeah, I've tried that, you guys. I tried that for an hour. It didn't work, you know, or I can't do that. But what you're doing, or this one, I can't go outside of the church. My gift is pure and it's for the church. Well, what are you doing with MLM? You're going outside of that, right?
Yeah, or any other job that you're working.
You're going out to the world. Then what's the difference here?
And why create such a separation?
I mean,
that's what's so amazing with the whole awakening taking place, and people, we're realizing we're all one big family. We're just on different journeys and paths, But we're all waking up. We all originally came from God, all came out of him, the Father of lights. We're all individual lights that came out of him and just forgot when we came here and got tied up in a bunch of different things. And so the more of us that are out in the world waking up and being that shining light, reflecting to them to waken.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so powerful.
Yeah, and here's a suggestion. You know, if you're having a hard time selling your product outside of your gift zone, okay, and you're going, God, what's going on? Is the devil holding this up? You know, kind of thing. Then we would suggest stop. Just stop for a moment, okay? And listen to those that really love you, that are around you, that are all saying the same common denominator thing. Like, why are you doing this? What about this over here? Because this is really where you're effective, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to make a living, again, it's like, try to go into that genre if you don't have those things, if you don't have the time or you're not hearing God. Again, listen to those closest to you, because they're going to tell you what matches your inner man.
Right.
But we suggest just stop everything, right?
Yeah.
Stop everything if you're feeling frustrated, you're not selling your product, and all that. Stop everything and go in there and meditate and soak until things percolate up and you've got the answer you're looking for.
And this is so the key too, because a lot of times what is sabotaging us are our beliefs around our gifts. Of minimalizing what God's given us and downgrading it. Like, how many times have you received compliments for your amazing talents or gifts that you have, and you're like, it's nothing. Oh, yeah, well, it could be better. Oh, yeah, you know, you just keep downing it. And people are, because you're so stuck and wrapped in this mindset, you don't even realize people on the outside are like, you know, well, what do you do? How much do you charge for that? I want to buy something. You know, they're more than willing and ready to buy something from you, but it's your own mentality that keeps shooting you in the foot, right? And not realizing everything is energy. So finances are energy. Are you creating an open heart with your product, with your who you are, with your giftings? Or do you keep closing the door to opportunities that keep coming your way because you're just like, either your fear of failure or fear of success, or or maybe you're even bored. But you're bored because you're thinking with your reason and logic of, like John said, I've already tried that. But it'll all clear when you get into the clearing of meditation.
Oh, man. And here's a big one, you guys. It's just like in the book that I recently wrote, Effortless Provision. If you haven't gotten a copy, please get it, because it talks a lot about Jesus, and I are having this conversation in there, and this is where I think we really miss the boat when it comes to how we actually get money. Oftentimes when somebody gets a brilliant idea, then they want to go hustle it out in order to make money. Like, you know, you get an idea for a book, you get an idea for a musical instrument, you get an idea for a song. Then you're like, okay, I got to hurry up and get this out there so that I can make money.
Mm-hmm.
When that's not how money comes.
No.
Money comes energetically because we're safe.
Yes.
When we become a safe space in meditation and we no longer have to have it, we no longer have a want for the need that's so driven that it casts forth a resistance out in our surroundings, in our atmosphere, then it comes. So what Jesus was showing me in the artery of the artery of creativity in the book, and how things like in one part of it, there's gemstones in there that start coming towards me and swirling around me in the sea, crystal sea, and you'll have to read it to get it, but they start swirling around me and coming closer and closer, and then the more the abundance comes. And I asked the Lord, why? Why are they all just starting to surround me in such a full way? And he said, because you've become a safe space. They feel safe around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energy of the gemstones or the money that we keep away from us if we want it so bad. It's like somebody once said, if you were dating money and you said, oh, I need you so badly. I need you so much. I need you to come and and be with me, and I need you to give me more of you, and you just met them, what would that do to money? Money would, if they were a person, they'd say, you're too needy. I'm mm-hmm. out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or they would say, I can't come near you.
Yeah, you're not safe.
You're not safe. See, when we don't need something, it comes in. And so when you create, for example, I just keep seeing somebody has this idea for a brand new instrument. And Amy mentioned it earlier, mm-hmm. off record here, offline. What if they have an idea for a new instrument? And so let's just look at this for a second. Say you're in soaking time, you're in meditation, and then this new instrument starts coming up in your spirit, and you're like, whoa, I haven't seen that on the planet before.
Mm-hmm.
And you start getting all the dimensions, and then you go write them down. You even see what it looks like. The natural tendency is for us to hustle and say, okay, let's get this together quickly as possible. I got to borrow money from dad. You know, I got to go and get a loan. I got to do something to get all these products. I got to do this because this is going to make me millions, you know. And then what we do is the money starts taking the lead over the creativity of the joy of simply creating hand in hand in union with God. And so you think, well, I got to get it out there, right, in order to make money. No. In the process of chewing on it and laying it out, and then letting things, pieces of it come to you, people and situations, circumstances, the money, the finances, whatever, allowing them to come in such a safe way because you become safe, that is where money can be provided out of nowhere that you never even thought of, like, oh, okay, well, wait a minute, I don't even have the product done yet. Exactly. It's because we've become a safe space for money to come anyways, regardless of that instrument. See, this is moving beyond ego. This is moving in a place that has infinite possibility, because God can get you money a million different ways. We've said this so many times,
mm-hmm.
a million different ways when we let it go and we're having fun like a child creating this new instrument.
Right. And really knowing that it's an energy flow. This is the key. This is what happens when you wake up out of the regular matter versus matter, and you know how everybody else has done it up to this point. You wake up into understanding it's energy first, and because energy represents the spirit realm, it's in the spirit first, right? The sons of God are led by the spirit. Like, you discern things in the spirit first. And so I remember, again, the Lord challenging me with my own books, and like, sometimes I'm like, Lord, why do I feel stuck here? What, you know, when it goes into the should mode of I should write this book, I should get this thing going, yeah, because we need to make money.
That's the resistance.
And it's stopping me. And you know what it is? It's because I've put limitations on my gifts of how the money should come. Yeah. And again, calculating how many books I'd have to sell in order to make this amount of money. So that would take too long. So therefore, this isn't a priority right now. I need to find something that's going to make me money really quick right now. And so we keep putting it on the back burner, putting our gifts on the back burner. And the Lord just stopped me in my tracks and said, why are you limiting me? He goes, this is an energy thing. All I need from you is for you to just tap into the spirit, soak first, so you bring yourself back into the spirit. And then out of there, move into your gifting of writing. Or speaking
for the joy of it.
And he goes, what it does, it turns the faucet, because you're becoming in alignment. It simply turns the faucet on. You open the stream back up, and you don't put a limitation on it. You just engage in the flow. You engage in, isn't this how a lot of amazing songs are written? Engaged in the flow in the moment, and all of a sudden, boom, something you couldn't have predicted. All of a sudden, you're writing it furiously down because it's so amazing, and that becomes a huge hit. That wouldn't have happened if you were in your logic.
So good. Some of the most successful people on the planet are relaxed and having fun doing what they love doing, and they've not taken the focus, placed a focus on the money, and guess what? They're some of the most wealthy people on the planet. You've got people, you can name them, like Ryan Tedder.
I
He's
know. I was just
Ryan
thinking of him. I
Tedder,
was going to tell a story.
Elon Musk, okay? Yeah, the guy loves money, okay? But he loves creating more. I can tell you that. You can watch the guy and see, okay, whoa, what's the new product out now with Tesla or whatever? These guys that are highly creative because they just want to be creative, like Ryan Tedder gets songs all the time.
Yeah, but get
He's
this.
he'd get downloads all the time because he just loves being creative.
Right. And but this was so relieving to us, like about Ryan. We were watching one, it was either interview or documentary or something he was doing, or we watching on TV one day. And he goes, "Guys, to be honest, I don't have to have everything perfect to get this download of a song." He goes, "You know the song for Beyonce? I think it was the song he wrote for
Halo.
Beyonce." He got that in between, he was on the bus or something like that, and
Yeah, he got it real quick.
yeah, he just had a moment. He just put his hand down on the keys. He was in between hotels, or it was some
Yeah.
kind of deal. It was not a perfect situation. He was on his tour bus
Yep.
or something like that, but he got this nudge and just boom, and all of a sudden, and he said it was like 6 minutes. He had the main chorus or something like
Yeah,
that.
for Halo.
And
One of the biggest songs ever.
yeah. And it wasn't, he goes, I didn't have, he goes, I have a friend and he's got to make sure everything's perfect in his house, candles lit, create the
Yeah.
ambiance and all this stuff to get it. And I mean, that's great, you know, if you have that and you can do that. But, and that is the vision a lot of times we see. And so why we don't step out and create, because we're like, well, everything's got to be perfect. I need to be in the perfect place. I need to have the right
Yeah, that's
finances and
the
all this kind of
intellect.
stuff. And you miss all these opportunities that are these inner prompts for you to act out on. And so Ryan's just tuned in. He seizes those inner prompts in the moment. This is so key. Don't wait. When you get those inner prompts and inspirations to either call
Oh,
somebody
man.
or do something, it's just like us doing the recording this morning. We had the prompt, we're gonna do it, you know? And you just
Yeah, we could have waited and said,
follow
well,
trail.
we could, well, let's get out of bed
We'll
first.
do
No.
that later.
Yeah.
But then you forget and you miss the moment. It passes you by.
I can't tell you how many times I watched my dad growing up. And he wasn't perfect at this like anybody else, okay? But I watched him get a nudge, an idea popped into his heart, and then it hit his mind, and he's like, "Oh, I need to do that." And he just acted on it, and then it worked out. And you're like, some of these big deals that he did in business, some ideas for innovation, some things that he had, growing up, and then he just had these epiphanies
Yeah.
that just this urge, this nudging, and then he just went with it. He didn't know what to call it. He just went with his inner knowing, but he jumped on it right away. And I watched so many things that he did that are like, wow, look at that business deal. That guy just gave him like, three quarters off on that thing that he just this deal he just made, or this multi-million dollar thing, whatever. Just in his business dealings when I was young,
He stepped out.
and he stepped out on it. Now, if he would have waited, he would have had a lot of opportunities pass him right by.
Right.
The good thing is that they're always coming by. But what if it's something that is going to shift the entire planet that we just keep looking at, well, one day, well, when I get enough
Yeah,
money.
and we consider that wisdom sometimes. It's almost like a
Yeah.
lie we tell ourselves instead of, you know, well, we just need to wait on it, just need to wait on it. But here's the thing though, if it's coming up in your heart, that means you're most likely probably ready for it.
Yep.
And it's childlike faith stepping into it, right? God's, it's a lot of times when we say, okay, well, I'll just wait on it, a lot of times that's actually passivity and our fear and excuses trying to come across as, well, wisdom. And some things you do need to wait on if the Lord's
Sure.
telling you to discern a matter. But a lot of times God's saying, come on, dream with me. Childlike faith. It's coming up in your heart. You're ready for it. Let's do this. He's fun like that. He wants to create. He's living in the eternal now. And the more we step into living in the spirit, we step into the eternal now where there's no time or distance. And you can start running with these things.
Yeah, it's amazing because like she just said, oftentimes our spirit is moving faster than our head. And so you know, the remember what we said before, and you know, when it comes to business things, entrepreneurial ideas and all that, the best business plan in the cosmos is the very next prompt.
Yeah.
The next lead, the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, you let the next prompt happen. And these can happen so quickly if we keep up with them that we find ourselves doing something like a Ryan Tedder, where he is just pumping out songs for people and they come like butter. They just flow like oil.
Yeah. He just
and he doesn't have to try anymore. They just flow like a river.
Yeah. And if you guys want encouragement, you should hear some of Ryan's stories. I mean, he took risks. He really learned to be honest with himself and follow his heart. Like back in the day, you know, he was trying to determine, do I go into acting or do I go into music? And he decided to go into music. And he was in Nashville working at, what was it? Oh, that one, Hollywood. Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
And so they came, they were doing a big music competition. And Ryan was all excited. Okay, I just wrote this song. This is my chance. I'm going to go into this thing. Well, he's all ready to go into the competition. And the business restaurant said, oh, we're sorry, employees aren't allowed to. So he had to really follow his gut. He had to make a hard call.
Yeah.
And he quit. He goes, okay, well then I quit. He believed in his gifting and what he's called to so much that he quit. And because of that risk, he won.
Yeah.
He won the thing out of all those people. And his journey just keeps unfolding, how he just kept following the trail of his
yep.
heart.
Yeah. And
without the guarantee of things working out on the other side. But God knows, if it's in your heart again, then there's already people in the waiting for things to start picking up on you.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah. And if you don't know who Ryan Tedder is, he's the lead singer of One Republic, and
mm-hmm.
he's a believer and just a brilliant guy. You know, there's so many of these
yeah.
people.
You wouldn't believe all the songs he's written, huge hits, right? For Adele. Jonas Brothers, all these guys, it's amazing. So, but yeah, again, he's just all the different stories and about just not waiting for perfect, even though he's a massive perfectionist and he would admit it, but he's quick to listen to those prompts.
Yeah.
And so, you know, don't wait for perfect. We hear so many stories, just like with the movie The Greatest Showman. Last minute, those guys are writing some of the greatest hit songs for that movie.
Oh, yeah, last minute.
And
just,
they were just kind of nobodies,
came up in the moment.
Right?
This is what we call it, last minute, right?
Right.
But it's really living in the now.
Mm-hmm.
When we live in the now, when we start focusing on the present instead of the past and the future, and this is what meditating will do for you.
Yeah.
This is what soaking will do, is keep you present.
Yeah.
And when you're present, you live in the grace of one day, as Paul Young would say. Living in the grace of one day. Dial it down even more so. The grace of a moment by moment. It's like this moment is all we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Amy and I picked up the phone and started recording, well, we're living in the grace of this moment. Let's just give this out. Now, we're not sitting here thinking, how are we going to make money with this message? That's not even on our mind. We're just saying, okay, what's prompting us right now to give out?
Right. And we
and
open
to serve
the faucet.
And to release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're not looking for an MLM situation in this.
No.
And by the way, it's not how we get paid.
Mm-hmm.
This message is not how we get paid.
Why limit yourself? Why limit how God wants to, you know, pay or bring the finances? You know, you just stay in the energetic flow of who you are and things will come.
Yeah. Look at Graham Cook. I'm God's
paid
friend.
Yes.
So 4 months out of the year, he just sits with God and
mm-hmm.
converses with him. And he's, you know, I'm God's paid friend.
Combined,
you know, it's like, okay, well, Graham does a lot more than that. You could say, well, he makes his money online, makes his money with his books and his speaking engagements and all that. See, if you're thinking that way, then it's already the intellect getting in the way.
Yeah.
And it's, so it's like, okay, dial back from that. All right. And don't figure the how. It's who you are becoming. It's not the how, it's the who.
Yeah. And the expansion God wants to reveal of what he's put inside you. See, again, you're not going to see it if you're just so operating out of a narrow mindset of what you've always known. But when you get into meditation, all of a sudden you're in like the flower in the sunlight starting to bloom and release some more petals. And you're like, whoa, what's this expansion? I didn't realize, oh, wow, this is an amazing idea. And, you know, and that happened to Graham Cook when he was soaking. And all of a sudden the Lord said, I want you to start a publishing company. And, you know, back in the day. And so he started his publishing company. And that, you know, profited him really well. God's not against profits. You know,
exactly.
Spelled either way.
Yeah, that's right.
But he wants us to flourish in our creativity. You know, it's just when we separate ourselves from him and we're trying to do it in our own strength, then we are a cut off branch. Right. And it just doesn't work.
Yeah, there's no nourishment there. The nourishment for the creative ideas when we're standing outside of the pool we were designed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're out here wondering why our product is nobody's buying our product. I mean, we know several people that have tried to pitch us product and we're like, that doesn't fit you.
Right.
And because there's no match, then we're like, well, you know, I would buy it to kind of help you, but I don't want to do that because it's not a match for me.
Yeah.
And so then you feel this tug of war like, well, you know, I don't want to offend them. So maybe I'll buy a bottle of whatever. We used to do that. Not anymore. We're like, okay, we're nice about it and everything. So we'll just kind of sidestep it and say, no, not today. Or no, we're good, you know, kind of thing. Because you guys, you got to listen to that. If you're selling product right now and you know that you're divided with split energy, then you're not going to be successful anyway.
Yeah.
You may sell a few bottles of whatever here and there, but listen to your inner man. Listen to those on the outside if they're brave enough to tell you. And this is where your friends need to be brave enough to say something like, guys, you know what? I love you, but you're being a little annoying right now with you continually pushing this product on me.
That's not you.
That's not you. Why don't you go back over here in your zone? Well, I'm not making any money. Nobody's giving me any money. See, that's the problem.
That's the mindset.
That's the block.
The mindset's
again,
the block.
Instead of saying God can get me money a million different ways. And see, that is the block by not thinking he can get it to you a million different ways. You're not relaxed and released enough to allow the energy to come back to you to where the money feels safe. Remember,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about money feeling safe. It doesn't feel safe to come around you in a million different ways because you don't believe.
That
imagine,
you're worthy. That you're worthy to be paid for.
Exactly.
Your gift.
Imagine money being a person again,
mm-hmm.
and say, "I don't believe in you." Well, that's what you're doing by the energetic that's coming off of you, saying, "I don't believe that you could come to me this way."
Yeah.
Well, you've already limited money, telling the person of money, "I don't believe you could be all things in all directions."
Right.
when it can be because it's energy.
Really ask yourself, what is the story you're telling yourself around your gifting and calling and the money? What is the money story you're telling yourself around it? That'll be your aha moment. Because, geez, you know, there's a literal attraction and frequency and energy that creates, right, surrounding your gift. So it's either one of two things. You're either out of alignment doing something you don't like, or you're in your gift, but you're pushing away the abundance coming to you because of your mindset around it. Like, we heard a story once of this guy. He's an incredible artist, right? Just perfection, beautiful artwork. And he'd go to these festivals and they wouldn't sell, right? And he's like, why aren't these selling? And they're amazing. Well, come to find out, people would come up, oh, how much is your piece? Oh, you know, I don't know. You know, and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll come
back
another
time. What do you offer me?
And then another person would come up, oh, your painting is amazing. Oh, yeah, it's all right. So his energy kept pushing away the customers instead of being connected with his gifting and his art and releasing that gift to humanity. How can I serve with my gift? These are my love specialties I'm offering to you, to where there's a vibrational match. See, he was pushing people away, you know, by his own self-loathing and just not feeling worthy to receive. Worthy to receive compliments on the art, worthy to receive being paid for it. So it was a subconscious pushing away, pushing away, pushing away. And man, this is a trap of so many people that create. They don't feel worthy to be paid what they're worth in their art or their creativity or their something they've invented.
Yeah, and that's the authenticity that everybody looks at and says, whoa, I'm magnetically being drawn because
Yeah.
I want to buy whatever
Right.
that
I want to
is.
pay you what you're worth.
Yeah, how many singers and songwriters and musicians or business people that are in their zone that you're like, oh man, I want to be a part of that
Yeah.
because they are really casting forth such positive energy.
Yeah, it's an
And
energetic
it
trade.
really is. And you're like, man, I gotta sew into that or whatever. Here's a this funny thing came up, and it's not so funny, but do you remember those signs? And I hope you're not one of these people, but that's okay. Maybe you figured it out too. You're like, you had an epiphany. But remember those signs? We had friends that held up these signs that says, wish you were here, or you could be here right now. And it was all this travel program that people were selling, and they were in these exotic places. Some of them were standing in front of their garage, making it look like it was an exotic location, but they had these signs that they would hold up because the company said, if you hold these signs up, then it's going to provoke people to want to be a part of this. It was like some kind of a travel program as MLM
Yeah.
that you buy into.
Real estate,
Yeah, it was,
timeshares.
yeah, it's kind of like that, but it was travel. Anyway, that petered out real quick for a lot of people because they discovered that, well, wait a minute.
This.
People are on to this, and they're seeing that it's manipulation, number one, if they want to admit that. Number two is they didn't see any success in it because they weren't energetically aligned. And so it's like the only you ever notice with MLM companies, multi-level marketing, that the ones that truly benefit are the top three or four at the top of the chain when they first started the thing to get everybody excited and to buy into it, and the rest suffer because when it trickles downhill, then the pot gets thinner. And so it's the ones at the top. Here we go again. It's the top 3%, top 2% that are making the cash. Why don't you be the one that stays in your zone and you're in the top 1 or 2%, not monetarily wanting to extract money from people, but you're there because you shine bright like the sun.
Yeah.
You shine, you're the city set on a hill
You're
that
doing what you
cannot be
love.
hid because you are in the flow of why you were born and created. This is your flow. This is your zone. And there's nothing wrong with branching out and trying creative new ideas. But look at somebody like Ryan Tedder. He's in his zone. He stays in the music industry and in the movie industry because he had those two things in his heart.
Yeah, and
So
he's an
now
entrepreneur.
the movie things are starting to come up now because he gave music the priority. And so remember in the beginning, he was like, should I go into movies, music? Because I love them equally, both equally. But he loved music a little bit more, though. And so he just went into that and he gave it his all. Now the movie thing is a byproduct of this thing over here. It's starting to percolate up, starting to get more into acting. Well, he's venturing out now, but it's still in that pocket. It's in
Yeah.
that. In that zone of entrepreneurial things, because he was born as an entrepreneurial in those areas.
In those
So,
industries, right?
yeah, it's fascinating. And you may find, we've said this before, but in this time when you're meditating, when you're soaking, when you're in receive mode, you may find yourself doing a completely different call
Yeah.
too, because you were doing something for mom or dad, you were doing something to make money alone. Right? How many people do that? I want to be a nurse because it makes money. Really?
Yeah, or a lawyer or a
It's
doctor.
oversaturated now where nurses don't make that much. Whatever it may be, right? You go into it strictly for the money. And yet your heart is calling you to something else.
Right.
And so when we go into those areas, just remember,
There's an audience waiting for
there
you.
is, whether you see results right off or not, that's not why you do it. You don't
Right.
do it for the hits. You don't do it for the likes. We don't do it for the views.
Yeah.
I remember I used to, because years ago when we were in this zone of, oh, I gotta make money, so I gotta get the product out there. And then we're looking at the views, we're looking at the hits, and it's like, okay, that's not working. And then this download came for effortless provision in the book, saying, and Jesus is having the conversation, saying, listen, you're blocking it because that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it with me because we're having fun. At least we're supposed to be Johnny Boy, supposed to be having fun here, like a child.
Yeah.
That's how it
And it
comes.
keeps the faucet open, right? It keeps the energy open. It keeps the limits off when you can just come into that space to play and be. And you know, here's something the Lord pointed out to me the other day. Because how often do we just keep looking for somebody that's doing what we want to do? And we just keep looking, man, somebody needs to do this, right? Somebody needs to do that. Somebody needs to do this. All along, you're the one that's been given the idea.
Yeah.
And
oh, man.
The Lord stopped me in my tracks again. He goes, stop looking for it and be it. Stop looking for it and be it.
That's right.
You're the one with the solution. You're the one with the answer. And that's what we're saying to you guys. You're the one with the answer. You're the one with the solution. Stop looking for it and be it. There is no perfect timing. You need to step out. That's what the perfect timing is, when you actually step out and activate it. Then things can start aligning. Then the people God's had in holding can come around you. But until you step out by faith and just take the next step. It doesn't have to be a huge leap.
And restful
just
step.
Take the next inspired step in that direction.
Yes.
And you'll be amazed what will start happening. And then keep meditating so that these mindsets that want to hold you back and cause doubt and second guess won't trip you up so hard anymore.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think we'll leave it right there. There's so much we could say still, but for time's sake, hope that helped. And
yes.
just chew on that, you know, chew on it. The first place to start is, like she said, and we've been saying all along, is just go in and still yourself. Go into receive mode and listen, and try not to beg God. Try not to sit there and ask a million questions, because you want to hear, right?
Yeah.
Can't hear if you're talking. So just go in and receive and let it bubble up.
Right.
If you start thinking about paying the bills, if you start thinking about your kids, if you start thinking about, oh, poor me, let those things up and be okay with that.
Send love to them and let them
go. Send love to them. Cry it out. Shout it out. Whatever you need to do when you start seeing wounds and pains and hurts, because then that is the love you're sending.
Yeah.
God
is
sending.
It's part of the clearing.
To clear it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ideas will come.
Yeah.
They'll come on the heels of that. Maybe not in meditation, but they could come throughout your day. You'll just have a holy epiphany and go, whoa, there it is.
And they'll come a whole lot quicker, too, if you enter in without an agenda. Just, you know.
That's right.
God already knows you're looking for answers and all these things, but just come surrender it all. Come without an agenda, and it'll percolate up a lot faster. And just have fun with the Lord. Let him saturate you. What if that's all you need right now, is just let him just love on you. And then everything will start rising up inside you that needs to come forward. So you guys got this. It's going to be great. New things are coming for you, and just the awakenings and the answers that you need. The solutions are there. So just keep allowing. And take that time. Put it as priority. So, all right.
And as Ryan Tedder would say, this is going to be a good life.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.